This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's see who notices what. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room. What the heck? Is it this one? Nah, it doesn't help. Anyway, I'm Joe Cedros. Always a pleasure. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot you can get involved with. You know, it's hard to get writers when nobody reads their stuff. Or you know what I love about, it seems conservatives do this. I don't know if liberals do this, because I don't know many. But here's what I love. You guys read the title to the story, and then you respond to the title. It's like, read the content, ten. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Read the content of the story. So that way you can, you know, years, got to be about 2 years now. I wrote a piece, According to the Left, My Kids Hate Me. And nobody really read, well, most really didn't read the piece. Most just took what I said and ran with it. And all I was saying was, according to the left, because I don't do what my kids want me to do, I don't do everything they ask me to do, I don't give them everything they want, they hate me. By the way, you'll find that in the book as well. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all those things that you've been told to hate, you've been told to be afraid of, you don't have to. Get the book, and you'll find out why. You'll find it up on our store, on TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, let's have some fun with this one. Can you imagine two of me? And I'm not talking about twins, okay? Because that's a whole different animal. I'm talking about a clone of Joe Messina. Can you imagine what that would be like? Seriously. That should make anybody shudder. Yes, you would, because you know one of me would be screwing something up all the time. So it wouldn't. You can't. You can't get out that easy. That's right. Two Joe Messinas. There you go. That's my daughter screaming back there. That's what that is. Look. I don't get the cloning thing. If somebody wants to enlighten me, I'm more than happy to have you enlighten me. But I don't get the cloning thing. For what reason? I mean, I've heard before that it's a way to have body parts and pieces that your body won't reject should you need one. So what do? You kill the clone? What if I need a heart? You're going to take it from the clone, give it to me and on the clone? I don't get it. I never said I was the smartest kind of room, but I really don't get it. Now, in a paper published this week, scientists in China reported that they had successfully cloned monkeys. Okay? And they're commonly used in the biomedical research. Where's PETA when you need them, right? How come PETA isn't? Where are their comments on this? The announcement of the birth of the first cloned primates in another is a long line of firsts in the history of cloning. Starting with John Gurdon's creation of the cloned frogs in 1962. Wow, they're working on this for a long time, right? Cloning of mice from embryonic cells in 1990. Cloning of the celebrated Dolly the Sheep in 1996. First mammal to be cloned from cells taken from an adult. What makes the latest announcement important is that no cloned primate has ever been born before. Previously, scientists had only created cloned primate and, indeed human embryos. Such cloned embryos were created so that they could be destroyed to produce stem cells, or even to show that it was possible. So here maybe I'm confused here, but they created stem cells. They created an embryo from stem cells, cloning one, so that they could destroy it. Was it just, hey, look what I can do? The clone monkey whose birth was announced this week are more closely related to humans than any other cloned animals. They could be a promising tool for medical research, especially on neurological diseases. Cloning would allow scientists to produce genetically identical, customizable lab animals that could be engineered to have your traits, or have just the traits the scientists want to study. Because it'll stop there, right? Using cloning in other forms of genetic engineering, scientists have already made hundreds of strains of mice designed to model diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and now that monkeys can be cloned, scientists will be able to create similar versions of animals that much more closely resemble us's. Yeah, that's right. Well, does anybody have a list of all the, I don't know, cures they've come up with for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's due to all this cloning they're doing? I mean, I'm not putting them down. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to understand. I don't get it. Now, of course, a monkey isn't a preferred model for a neurological disease, as pharmaceutical chemist Derek Lowe told Science Writer. A monkey can tell you that he's feeling a bit fuzzy or is hallucinating. Can you imagine if the monkey did say that? Maybe they should clone it with a way to speak, right? How would you pick up a side effect of the suicidal idea? I mean, how would you pick up? I don't see. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Some of you think I am, but I'm not. But I'd love to know what good can come out of this. Cloning humans to experiment on them. That's scary to me. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. Oh, I'm Joe McKee, your host, listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, a lot of you guys know that the show originates out of California, and some of the crazy stories you send me, like, don't stop sending them to me, don't get me wrong. But I already know we're nuts. The stories you sent me are great and whatever, but I already know we're crazy, okay? I mean, can you believe this is happening? Yeah. Now they're looking at that straw story that I did last week. They've added a little caveat to it. You know what the caveat is? A waiter can be fined $1,000 for bringing you a straw, a plastic straw. They haven't passed this yet. But a waiter can be fined $1,000 to bring if they bring you a plastic straw and you don't ask for it. Think about that. Poor person. You wipe out a week's worth of tips because you accidentally dropped a straw on the table, and you get an eco freak that's really mad at you in the whole nine yards and turns you in. Hello, 911. I want to report a unwanted straw on my table at the restaurant. That's right. You need to get here quickly before he does this heinous crime to anybody else. Oh, God. We are done. We are so done in California. Yeah, I can't tell you how often when I'm reading these stories, right, and the only thing that keeps going through my mind is how are we going to survive as a species? When you have people like this running around, how are we going to survive as a species? Cloning. There you go. Producer Tammy says cloning. And what else? Right? Thank you. I need that. Anyway, 855 show. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's not funny stuff, but I don't know what else to do. 855-732-5563. But, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, and there might be a scientific use for it in some areas, but I don't understand the whole cloning thing. I really don't. Because the whole idea is if they're making parts and pieces, right? They got to take the parts and pieces from where? Come on, follow me. The clone. That's right. So then what happens to what's left of the clone? Is that what we're going to do? We're doing the same thing we did with fetus, right? We'll call it a fetus, and it doesn't hurt as much. We call it a clone. It's not really a human. So what is these things they're cloning? Are they brainless? They don't feel pain?
Maybe they don't have to grow the whole human, just a part.
Maybe they didn't, yes. No eyes. They're not cloning parts and pieces. That monkey, there's two full monkeys there.
I meant with the humans.
Whatever. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. Yeah, what are you going to clone my hand? Look at that puppy. That paw. Anyway, if cloned, the monkeys were likely only to be useful to scientists trying to study and cure human diseases. This week's news would be easy to celebrate, but clone monkeys might also be a useful tool for scientists who wish to use cloning to produce, human children. If after practicing cloning monkeys for laboratory research, scientists manage to get their primate cloning techniques to a point where they're, like, perfected, and it has high efficiency, and it's safe, moving it into human cloning won't be that hard. Well, you know, because there's plenty of third world nations that would love to have the money that would come in from the research dollars based on this, right? But the fundamental moral objection to cloning human children is deeper than the concerns about safety. Cloning would transform human procreation from a source of new... Well, the women would, right, those feminists, they would get their way because you don't need men anymore. Just think about that. You could recreate the perfect human the way you want it. Cloning would transform human creation from a source of new, surprisingly human beings into a manufacturing process dedicated to satisfying narcissistic desires for self-aggrandizement and control. Think of it. I love me so much, I could make another one of me, but maybe I want, I don't know, naturally purple hair. I don't know. Whatever. Now, to benefit from the cloning of monkeys for research, we need to strictly prohibit human cloning. Right? I mean, how strong is the case for banning human cloning? Scientists no longer need to clone human embryos to make patient-specific stem cells. And cloning to produce children remains one of the last taboos in American society. Now, this week's news should really spur policymakers. You know, the thing about the government, there's many things about the government I can't stand, but this is one of the biggies. And the reason it's one of the biggies in this case is that, think about this. They're going to wait until somebody has the technology, is ready to inject whatever it needs to inject to start cloning humans before they start working on... legislation on human cloning, And then what's going to happen is somebody who's making big bucks, one of these lobbyist firms that's making big bucks for the medical industry, is going to start parading people through with all kinds of diseases and start talking about, hey, maybe if we only had some human cloning going on, we could work through this disease faster. We could actually inflict the disease on these clones, because they're only clones, they're not humans after all, and we can destroy the clone if something goes sideways. Like, that's really going to happen. See, it's just like our Constitution to a big degree. See, our founding fathers knew the pride and the ego that man would have. Man as a whole. You know, yes, I'm talking about women too. But mankind has, right? The greediness that we have, the weaknesses that we have. They created a Constitution for the human condition. They knew what we would be like. And they tried to get out in front of some things. But it was also based, as you've heard over and over and over again, that our Constitution, the foundation of our Constitution, the foundation of this republic, is built on a religious and moral people. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And look what's happening. Seriously, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, spending with us. Always scares me. Yeah, even for me, I got an ego too to fill at times. But it always scares me, right? When you have men and women, but men, making decisions like this for people. When we get involved, and it's going to put money in my pocket. Are we serious? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Truly, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me and the comments that you make. Now, you know, we don't always agree on this stuff, but I don't think I've ever thrown any one of you guys out. Let's get nasty. We've had a few people get really, really, really nasty, and I don't like that. I'm the only one that's allowed to get nasty. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. So, what was I talking about?
Cloning.
I'm done with cloning. I'm old. It's old. It's over with. You know, I mean, it's dangerous. I'd be careful with it. I'd be worried about it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about how out of touch. Now, you know the fun thing about this? I don't want to always say how out of touch Democrats are with reality, because my dad, my whole family in Massachusetts, most of them are Democrats, registered Democrats anyhow. I don't believe they vote Democrat most of the time, especially with the conversations I've had with them. So it's not the mainstream. Let's say it's not the mainstream rank and file Democrat that's like this. But the Democrat leadership is so out of touch. It's scary, even if you're a Republican. I'm afraid for you guys on the left that buy into that, think these people are gods. Wasserman Schultz now is coming in. I want you to think about this. This is three of your leaders. Wasserman Schultz and Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi has come out and said $1,000 is chump change. It's nothing. It's crumbs from the table. Let me tell you what, ladies. When you're starving, like a lot of the people you're talking about are, I'll take the crumbs. I'll lick the crumbs off the floor if you're that hungry. Do you not know what it's like to be that hungry? Nancy, I'll bet you your grandfather knows what it's like to be that hungry. I'll bet you your grandfather knew what it was like to scrimp and save and to make ends meet. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't remember. I don't know. Maybe your meds aren't working. Right? Debbie Wasserman Schultz downplayed a $1,000 bonus. Right? She says, I'm not sure. Wasserman Schultz said that, I'm not sure that $1,000, which is taxed or taxable, goes very far for almost anyone, she said. Just amazing. You know, Debbie, can I call you Debbie? Thank you. Okay, so Debbie, $1,000. You realize that for most people, especially in your area, where they're mean, the payroll, their pay is about anywhere from 28 to about 35,000, right? And then a lot of these people that you Dems are fighting for to get $15 an hour, you know what $1,000 is to them? Right? Most of them make it about $15,000 or $18,000 a year. So $1,000, that's 1/15 of their salary. For you, it's cookie jar money, isn't it? You go out for lunch, you spend the night out for dinner or business dinner, whatever, you'll spend $1,000. You'll drop that in a heartbeat. You've lost so much touch with the people that vote for you, the people from your district, that you don't realize $1,000. That might be 3 or even 4 car payments for one of those people. Maybe it's only 2 car payments, but it sure as heck is probably a couple of months worth of gas. When you think of gas and water and food, what about food for a family of 4, again, in your area? That's probably 2 months worth of food, easy. And you think it's nothing, right? You would rather fight for illegals, fight to keep illegals here, fight to keep tax money going to illegals, then give kudos to the president for giving $1,000, making sure that, you know, well, the president gave it to him. Let me not be one of them, okay? But based on the tax breaks given, these companies have now said not only are we going to go with $1,000 bonuses, but there's other things going on as well. People are getting minor raises. Now, I loved it because somebody online said to me, "You've missed something here, Joe." I guess there are people losing jobs all over the place. I can't remember the name of the company. It's blowing off 5,000 jobs. And I said, did you complain when Mr. Oblamo shut down the coal industry for all intents and purposes? And 80,000 coal miners, coal-related services people, lost their jobs. Didn't seem to bother the left at all. I saw no protests over that. Because, see, this is how different the mindset is. They truly believe that everything they believe, everything they think, everything that comes out of their party is gospel truth for them. That's their religion. So they're right. We have no right to question them. But for those of you who are mildly on the left and you're listening right now, I want you to think about that. Chuck Schumer. I'm having trouble with the lips thing. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Wasserman Schultz, Jackson Lee. This is all a drop in the bucket. There's no reason for you to get this $1,000 because it's not going to do you any good. Well, you know what? When you're sitting there starving, or your electricity's out, or you're cooking off a hibachi with little coal briquettes because you can't afford to turn the gas on. No, this is a lot of money. Even if it's taxed, it's a lot of money. And I love that comment because those families are the families going to get between $1,500 and $2,500 back in credits on their taxes. So if you get the $1,000 bonus, for all intents and purposes, you just hit the lottery for $3,500 for the year. And you know what? Even if it only amounts to $500, it's still more money than you had before. So how do they knock that and make fun of the fact that you get that money? You know how? Because they're out of touch. They're out of touch. And this comes from the woman, the lady, the human, whatever you want to use, who was the chairwoman for the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, who threw Bernie Sanders under the bus, who lied and played games, who allowed somebody, right, the IT guy that she's has some kind of relationship with, and I don't mean sexual, right, she allowed an IT guy that was pretty much thrown out of every Democrat office, was told that he could no longer do IT for the government because of some issues that he was having. She let him back in. She gave him her password. She let him into their systems. There's no way. No way on God's creation that you can say that this woman has enough brain cells to rub together to make this all okay. She was. The reason she had to step aside is because in her infinite wisdom and with all her integrity, she handed the primary nomination to Hillary Clinton. She skirted the will of the people, and they didn't care because they know what's better for you. They prove it around every corner. This is why you hear some of us joking about your sanity, because they take advantage of you. They lie to you. They screw you around every corner, the Democrat rank and file, and you keep electing them. Right? You keep electing them. I don't know how you do that. Now, some of the right are also criticizing Nancy Pelosi for calling those bonuses crumbs. So they're very much, I just have to believe deep down, they are very much out of touch. I believe that they believe this, right? 250 major companies like Home Depot, Fiat, and a bunch of others are not only giving bonuses. Here's the other side of this. They're not only just giving bonuses, but they're giving raises, which we haven't seen in years. Raises. And that doesn't seem, they're not excited about that at all. Right? I just find this stuff, I can't let it go because I find it so amazing. And what I find amazing is the rank and file on the left are not all, some aren't. They buy it all. They swallow this thing hook, line, and sinker. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Facebook feeds are up. During the break, you can head over to the website, realside.com, right? Give me your email address. I only send out an email once a week. That's it. Anyway, always a pleasure. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Please answer the question.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of you that, you know, watched during the break. Why, I don't know, but whatever. Saw me shaking my head in disgust. Because somebody was, I mean, in a positive way. It wasn't a bad thing. It was just, we were talking about a thing I put up. You know you're older than dirt if you remember all these things. So the person said, I don't remember any of that stuff. I was born at the end of the Reagan era. And I'm like, oh. Well, tell me you at least remember what a Walkman was. And what was his response to me? I do. Only because my grandma had one. Boom, boom, tsh. Thank you. How to feel extremely old. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get back to, you know, I love these stories you guys send me. I really do. No, I mean that sincerely. You know, tonight we're going to do just a smorgasbord of stories from all over, all kinds of issues, stuff that you guys have been sending me that I haven't really got to yet. And I know, I love when people come after me telling me that I can't stand, you know, immigrants and this, that, and the other thing. I don't really care anymore. I come from a family of immigrants. And not like some of you people, like, you know, that came here in the Mayflower, that kind of immigrants. I'm talking about people who actually came over from Italy. Right? After the war, the place is decimated, and building parts are all over the streets. I'm talking about that kind of immigrant. That actually had sponsors here, even at that time, had to have sponsors. They came here. Right? They didn't want to live off the government because that was embarrassing. Now it's expected. And about making it right, doing the right thing, making it right. None of us are perfect, because I always love that, you know, when you send me, you've obviously got a family member that might be covered by this or what have you, so you have to send me an email, tell me how heartless I am, how perfect I must think myself. No, I make mistakes too. We all do. The idea, though, is try to make them right, is it not? So a Silmar father, who Silmar, California, I'm sorry, who lived in the U.S. since he was 2 years old, now faces deportation after being picked up by ICE. Now, already the ones who go, they got their notepads out. Okay, come on, he's going to say it. You're right, I am going to say it. He has had 30 years to fix this. That's what I'm going to say. Right? Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. I'll put it out in reality. So let's say he's had at least 15 years or 12 years to fix it, okay, since he became an adult. Family members are worried the possibility of possible deportation of a 30-year-old father of two from Silmar, California, who was recently detained by ICE, after living in the U.S. since being brought here when he was a toddler. An attorney for the man, Raymond Torres, says that her client was arrested in violation of his rights on January 11th after being pulled over for his traffic stop. How is that a violation of his rights? You mean if you're an illegal, you have the right not to be pulled over for speeding? U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says that their agents were specifically targeting the 30-year-old for immigration enforcement. Torres's lawyer, Erica Roman Mori, argues that agents should never have pulled Torres over without a warrant. And she now wants the case against Torres thrown out. ICE is abusing their power. They're doing this all. So when you see somebody in the act of committing a crime, do you need to go get a warrant to arrest them? Can you see the police charging into a bank and going, excuse me, young men, just can you hold that? We're trying to get a warrant signed here. Just wait before you finish shooting the place up. What do you think? ICE is abusing the power. Yeah, these guys are in a no-win situation. Especially in California, where the fight has been around, you can't. How does this go? I'm trying to lay it out in the days of the police here in California, whether it's state, CHP, local police. No, they weren't going to enforce any federal law. That was the feds' job to do. They weren't going to check. I mean, specifically, the governor said at one point that they weren't going to check the immigration status of anyone because that's not their job. They don't have the resources to do that. That's the federal government's job. So then the federal government job comes in and federal government comes in and does it with federal agents, and they say, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's a violation of their rights. What, they have a right to be here illegally? I didn't know that. I'm reading a different constitution, I guess. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So they're doing this now all across the nation. Roman Murray said outside a court hearing that about Torres on Thursday, there was no reasonable suspicion to pull him over. He wasn't doing anything wrong. He was dropping his kids off at school. Right. So they went to the school and grabbed this guy. ICE spokesman Lori Haley said that Torres was targeted for arrest by deportation officers with ICE's Los Angeles-based Fugitive Operations Team. All ICE arrests are targeted and never random. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, continues to focus its enforcement resources on individuals who pose threat to national security, public safety, and border security. However, as ICE Deputy Director Thomas Homan has made clear, ICE does not exempt classes or categories of removable aliens from potential enforcement. All of those in violation of the immigration law may be subject to immigration arrest. They can be detained. And if they're found removable by final order, removed from the United States. See, who decides what laws to enforce and which ones don't. When you're on the left, I mean, seriously, do you ignore laws that you don't feel are okay or good? I'm just curious. I don't know where the line is, I guess, is my problem, my big problem. I really don't. I don't understand. At what point is it bad? What point? Where's the line? Where do you say, okay, this law is good, this one's not? What's the criteria? Tori's sister Abigail Arellano said that her brother was headed to Fenton Charter School in Lakewood to drop off his son when he was arrested. Torres was told that he was arrested because of his criminal record. Haley said that in the I statement that Torres' criminal history included DUI and felony narcotics possession. But Roman Mori said that Torres has a few misdemeanors and no felony record. Now remember, in California, I'd love to find out more about this guy, but in California, they plead a lot of these cases down to get lesser time because the jails are full. And a lot of these guys go in and out of jails in a heartbeat. Matter of fact, if they plead down to a misdemeanor, they can be in jail 24 hours or less, no matter what it is. Advocates for Torres say that he possessed no threat to harm to the community. Roman Mori said that her client has learned from past criminal convictions, which she painted as mistakes of his youth. Yes, carrying a gun, selling drugs, those kind of things were all mistakes of the youth. Those were mistakes No, I didn't make those mistakes. I'm sorry. I didn't carry drugs. I didn't have guns on me when I was underage. Yeah, you guys heard me talk about it. I've had guns. Legal guns. With a legal license. And a right to carry. Torres is the father of a 3- and a 7-year-old. He's been living in the U.S. since he was brought here by his grandmother. He hardly speaks any Spanish. Has no family in Mexico. He works as a manager at a solar panel company in Chatsworth. And he's a youth football coach. He's well-respected in the community. The parents put their children in the hands. Yeah, but you know what? Look at this guy that was just arrested. And now he's got 134 years in jail because he was sexually molesting young girls for years. And parents, you know, he taught them, I can't think of the guy's name, Olympic training coach. But, I mean, everybody, think about this. Everybody trusted this guy. He was a quiet man. He loved children. I'm tired of these excuses that everybody trusted him because it made it all right. No. It doesn't work that way. After a court hearing in downtown Los Angeles Thursday morning, Torres was allowed to post a $15,000 bond. The federal immigration judge did not find Torres to be a danger to the community and wished him well as he left the courtroom. You know, so again, it comes back to... Right? Do we enforce the law or don't we? If he's been here this long, when exactly does one who knows they're here illegally, how much time do we give them? With all the noise, with all the protests, how much time does one have to finally at least go try to get the paperwork? I guess is the question. Does it... I don't get it. Do you know, you don't have to get legal citizen status to be here. Everybody keeps forgetting about the residence, legal residence. It's easier to become a legal resident than it is to become a citizen. You've got a job here, your family's here, you can become legal in your right to live in the U.S. But if you want to become a U.S. citizen, start somewhere. Get it rolling. Then guys like me would probably take more of a, I don't know, I don't want to say a compassionate look at this, because that's not what it is. But in order for you to become a citizen, to apply for citizenship, you've got to be at least 18 years old. So he's had 12 years, right? You got to have a lawful green card holder, which is a legal permanent resident card. You must have been in the United States for 5 years, right, without any criminal convictions. I mean, it's really not that hard to meet the requirements. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. More, I mean, like, more crazy stories coming up soon. We'll be right back.